Okay. Let's come back to order, and first thing is the Pledge of Allegiance.
The Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And, okay, got that. Next thing up is item number four, approval of the agenda for June 4th.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Mark Joseph Phillips, Story County resident. It's 4th of June, 2013. Item number four, our discussion before the approval of today's agenda. My concern today, Mr. Chairman, is item number 11. Now, is this a continuation of a conversation we started at a prior meeting? And if I just thought that Mr. Gilman tabled this conversation until a future meeting as far as this item number 11.
That was the health insurance that he's referring to.
The public insurance?
Yeah, this is our all-risk insurance. This is not our health insurance. That was in regards to health insurance, Mark.
Am I correct in saying there was an agenda item continued but hasn't come back up yet about insurance?
No, we revisited that, I think, the next meeting, and it was approved. Those were our health benefits through A&H insurance.
All right.
Any others? All right. Motion for approval.
At this time, Mr. Chairman, move for approval of the agenda for June 4th, 2013.
Okay. I'll second the motion.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Item number five, approval of the minutes for May 20th. Any comments on that? Okay, motion for approval.
Mr. Chairman, move for approval of the minutes for May 20, 2013.
Okay.
Second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, public comment. Pat, go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioners, for the record, Pat Whitten, Story County Manager. At almost every public meeting now, individuals exercise their right under public comment section of our agendas to stand up and make statements, many of which are valid and constructive. However, a few individuals abuse this right by standing up to make statements that are outright false and misleading. Often, some don't even stay to hear or care about any response. They simply leave the meeting. It is especially troubling to me when one of the local media publishes these statements without benefit of researching their accuracy or validity, or at least asking for a response from the county. At the last commission meeting, Dale Beach stood before you and asked that the commission do something to